Good Friday morning to you. Welcome to another News in Focus podcast. This is Pastor Sean from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Looking at from ChristianPress.com, written by Russ Jones, and it is really a follow-up to what I talked about yesterday. And let me just briefly share what the article says to you. A noted biblical apologist and expert on creationism is calling out several of his colleagues at an audience of 300 people at the recent National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville were shocked to learn the number of evangelical leaders who don't believe in a literal 6 days of creation narrative. The recent NRB convention, Ken Ham, president and founder of Answers in Genesis, the Cincinnati-based Creation Museum, gave a lecture entitled Biblical Authority and the Downfall of the USA. And if anyone could find access to that lecture, is there an audio of it? Could you send it to me, pastor at BBC, the at symbol, gmail.com, pastoratbbc@gmail.com. During this presentation, Ham showed video clips of prominent evangelicals to illustrate how some modern Christian theologians are what he calls compromising the Word of God. He believes in a literal interpretation of creation account found in the book of Genesis. I am not attacking these people personally. I'm not saying they aren't Christians or preach the gospel, or I don't respect them, Ham told Christian Press News. I'm dealing with a particular issue that is important in which God's word is being undermined. Wittingly or unwittingly, many of these famous Christian leaders are really undermining the authority of the Word of God. Ham mentioned in particular John Piper, founder and teacher of DesiringGod.org, and Chancellor of Bethlehem College and Seminary, co-pastor of St. Andrew's Chapel in Sanford, Florida, Dr. R.C. Sproul, and Mark Driscoll, founding pastor of Mars Hill Church in Seattle, Washington, as Christian leaders who have drifted away from teaching a young earth perspective. And of those three, quite frankly, this News in Focus commentator is shocked that John Piper has drifted away from that. I would like to know what Piper has said in particular that has caused Ham to say that. Many Christian leaders today will say, who cares what Genesis says and what does it matter about the age of the earth as long as you put your trust in Jesus? We need to go out there and preach the gospel, said Ham. But the point we need to understand is the gospel comes from this book called the Bible. And if generations of people have been led to believe they cannot really trust the Bible or lead to doubt that you can trust its authority or doubt its history, eventually they will reject the Bible and will not listen to the gospel. Well, what is interesting to note as I pause for a minute in reading the article is the very book of Genesis is the book where I learned that all die in Adam, that all die, that Adam died when he sinned. Sin is the transgression of the law of God, and this first transgression occurred when Adam did what he was told not to do, and this brought death, creating the need for the gospel, and it is the book of Genesis that contains the very first promise that God would send one who would save us. Of course, I'm referring to Genesis 3:15. During a recent interview on Bill O'Reilly's show, Dr. Robert Jeffress, pastor of First Baptist Church of Dallas, acknowledged his belief that the earth could have been created 13.7 billion years ago. And Jeffress said, I think it very well could have been, Jeffress told O'Reilly. One of the things fundamentalist Christians mess up on is they try to say the earth is 6,000 years old. The Bible never makes that claim. Now let's deal with that in particular. That is true. There is not a single verse that we go to that says the Bible is 6,000 years old. Of course, it could not have such a verse because 1,000 years from now the Bible would be the earth would be 7,000 years old, and so on and so forth. And so the Bible cannot say how old it is. The Bible does not say how old it is. The Bible does not have a date that the earth was born. There is not a calendar system that allows us to make that dating. What has happened, though, is that theologians and scholars have diligently studied the genealogies that are presented in the Word of God and have looked at the number of years that people have lived and have conducted mathematical equations to determine that it is quite reasonable to suggest that Adam lived between 6 and even stretching 10,000 years ago when the year is 2013. So then, to succumb to pressure from scientists who have conducted mathematical equations to determine that the earth is 13.7 billion years old is to throw out the genealogies. That's correct. It is to throw them out. It is to suggest that they are not accurate reporting of names and people, and that there could be a possibility that the earth was in existence for billions of years without Adam, which completely throws a monkey wrench in the idea that animals did not kill animals until after sin entered into the world. Of course, that idea would be denied, and the problem is the Word of God teaches such a thing, and lies the rub. And this is why Ken Ham is so concerned with those who are denying the authenticity of the entire narrative beginning in Genesis and culminating in Revelation. Ham denounced Jeffers' statement maintaining the Bible makes no such claim that the earth is billions of years old. Pastors need to be told that when you do that, you undermine the authority of Scripture. Ham said they are helping atheism by undermining the authenticity of the Word of God. Well, this concludes this podcast. If you'd like to hear more about my thoughts about Bill O'Reilly and Jeffress's interview, if you'd like to hear their actual comments back and forth, check out the podcast that has O'Reilly and Jeffress's name in it. I did it yesterday morning, so that would have been 3/7/2013. Check that podcast out and tell me what you think. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.